Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/likeaboss.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
So, yesterday, I was at Valpo for Loyola at Valpo. 75-39, the final. Valpo's gone through all the COVID stuff, and I love their coach, Matt Loddick, but their team's not very good. Anyway, I'm doing the TV show, The Rush, with Chuck Garfine on NBC Sports Chicago before the game. And somehow we were talking about the White Sox, and I said, yeah, Chuck, I'm actually buying season tickets. He said, excuse me? I said, I'm buying tickets to the White Sox. And so he went on social media, and he put it on Twitter. And all of a sudden, my timeline's blowing up. People are like, what? Either I'm hearing, you're not welcome. There are some going, hey, that's awesome. Welcome. Are you still a Cubs fan? Yes. Okay, that's cool. Others are going, traitor, you kept to hate the White Sox. I'm like, no, I'm not that guy anymore. I'm just not. Life experiences change you.
Especially when the White Sox are better.
Correct. They're very, very good.
You should have had that unity all along, though. That's the problem.
But I was, A, immature, B, the Sox weren't that compelling to watch. I'm sorry, Melky Cabrera just didn't get my blood pumping.
Yeah, they had winning teams before Melky Cabrera, pal. You became mature at age 59?
Yeah.
59.
It took
all that time.
Pretty much.
My stance has always been that I don't root against the Cubs because why would I? There's two teams in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a White Sox fan. I'm a South Sider.
Mm-hmm.
So I never root against the Cubs until they take on my team.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've rationalized that for many, many years. Why would I be against the Cubs? Because if I'm broadcasting with you and you bring up a Cubs topic, what, am I going to turn the mic off and leave the room? No, I got to know about both teams.
Correct. And that's my point.
Yeah.
And so I am going to go, hey, you know what? The Cubs play the Pirates at 1:20. We get off the air by the time our meeting is done, 10:45.
Yeah.
Hey, let's head up to Wrigley. Let's have a couple drinks. Let's watch the Cubs in the beautiful sunshine. Grab an Uber right down to G-Rate. And I'm going to watch the White Sox and the Yankees.
I'm good for half of that. The back half.
You're better than that.
I'm not going to Wrigley with you. Not anytime
soon.
Even
if I'm buying everything.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I got my own money, pal. I don't need your money for that. I'm doing well, thanks.
You
got to
come with.
No shot. No shot.
See, unity.
I am too. It's just easier for me to get from downtown to Miller than it is for me to get to Wrigley.
Wow.
Parking's better.
Let's go to the...
Go ahead, Danny. What's the matter? What are you upset about, Danny?
I'm upset about too. He just misled the jury, right? Like, you talked about how you're a Sox fan, but you follow the Cubs because this is your job, right?
Yeah, and I've got nothing against the Cubs.
Correct. And I'm a Cub fan. I don't hate the Sox. I'm not a Sox hater. I'll follow the Sox because it's my job. You said that, Cap's like, yes, that's what I'm saying. What you were saying the whole first hour of our show is that you are now a Sox fan as well.
Correct. I just said that.
Yeah, but you just agreed with him that you were following them for the sake of your career.
Back in the day.
That's two different things.
No, back in the day, not now.
You're becoming a Sox fan, so I feel like you're misleading the jury. Secondly, we've been asking our lovely audience whether or not you should be allowed to buy Sox tickets. We've been saying you make the call.
You make the call.
All right, Harry, we got it.
I'm a Cub fan, and I'd like to ask Cub fans the question. I don't want you as a Cub fan anymore. I don't want you pulling on the same side of the rope with me. If I'm in the foxhole...
You're going to need a lot more than me.
When I'm in the foxhole with a terrible Cubs team for the next couple years,
mm-hmm.
I want Sylvie by my side because he's a real Cub fan. He's going to support the Cubs.
He's rational.
I want J.R. Strauss by my side, a real Cub fan that's not going anywhere. I don't want you on my side. And I wonder if other Cub fans are like, all right, Mr. Kaplan, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Really? And by the way, don't take a side swipe at Sylvie. There's no reason for that. He is a rational fan.
He is a real fan. He's a real Cub fan. He would never, never buy Sox season tickets. He won't root against them, but he's not buying Sox season tickets.
First of all, Sylvie should be excommunicated from Cub fandom forever. He allows his son to be a Sox fan only. That's his team.
What do you want him to put his son in a cage? His son's got his own mind.
When I was growing up, my kids were Cub fans or nothing.
His son, what are you talking about? Your dad raised sons that one likes the Sox, one likes the Cubs. He let you guys choose.
He was not
happy
about it.
You should pat Sylvie on the back for allowing his son to have free choice.
So my point is, Harry Carey would talk openly about when the Cubs had a night game, if the Sox had a day game, he'd go over and sit at Comiskey and watch the game, then get driven over to Wrigley to do the game, or vice versa. He said, I love baseball. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. Let me be clear. If they're playing the Cubs, I want the Cubs to win. Other than that, it says Chicago on the GD uniform.
All right.
I'm rooting for him.
All right. That's fine.
Now he's comparing himself to the great Harry Carey. Now he's putting himself in Harry Carey's class. What is going on?
Yeah, that would also make you a Cardinal fan and an A's fan too, right? You Cardinal fan too?
Hold on.
Welcome back to Busch Stadium.
I got some big reading glasses.
Oh wait, so what? Now you're Harry. Now you're a Cubs guy and Cardinal fan too, right?
No, I hate the Cardinals. I don't even use that word. But that's the one team I'll reserve it for.
Okay, but wait a second. Didn't he broadcast for the Cardinals too, Harry?
He did.
Yeah.
And then he was sleeping with the owner's wife and got knocked out of there. Dutchie? No, not Dutchie.
That's not Gussie
Bush's wife.
That's not my mom. Sorry, Skip. Sorry. That's not my mom.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Billy and Oswego. Hey, Billy, what's going on, man?
Well, that was a nice segue, because I'm a big Cardinal fan. I know you hate that, Cap.
I'm not a Cardinal guy. I don't like that word, and I'm trying not to use it, but that's the one team I...
I understand your point, but I am very emotionally involved with these teams because I'm a seat vendor. I am, or was, or still is, whatever. So, I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan too.
Wow.
But I work for the Bears also.
Wow.
As a seat vendor. So I guess my philosophy is they pay my bills. You know, so I have a very strong emotional connection to these teams here because they, you know, I have, of course, a lot of Cardinals swag, but I have some White Sox swag too. Because you know, I guess it's like a company I work for. You know, I try to treat that kind of attitude a little bit. I mean, I work for the Blackhawks and the Bulls also. I'm seen all over Chicago, basically. You know, so I mean, I have a emotional connection. So I understand the passion. I guess to me, I guess if the Cardinals are playing the White Sox, I want the Cardinals to bash their brains in because I'm a Cardinal fan.
Yeah, you know, Billy, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Look. The Cardinals go directly up against the Cubs in the division.
Sure.
The White Sox don't. If the Sox win 20 games in a row against American League opponents, it has no impact on the Cubs. None.
Heard Mike Shannon's retiring, by the way. Did you hear about that? The longtime radio announcer for the Cardinals?
I did not.
He's retiring. Can't tell, though. I mean, last 15 years, he sounds like he's been in retirement.
Wow.
There's a steer, right? And it's 0-1. Bottom of the first, here's John. Where you going, Mike Shannon?
Got to get a cold one.
110 degrees. It's time for another beer. Here's the pitch to Porter. Steve Reich, 0-1.
Daryl Porter still playing?
0-1.
312-332-3776. Matt is on the tri-state. Hey, Matt.
Cappy.
Yo.
I can't believe it, dude. I totally cannot believe it. Like Hoodie said, so all of a sudden now you're mature at 59 years old?
Kind of.
So first of all, I want to say to Danny, you won't have to worry about sitting next to Cap because he's going to be down at guaranteed rate. So I guess I have one question for you, Cap.
Bring it on.
When you're at guaranteed rate and the Sox are playing the Cubs, mm-hmm. are you going to be sitting there wearing your half-and-half Unity jersey rooting for a tie? What the hell, man? Come on.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
What did I say? I said that if they're playing the Cubs, I'm rooting for the Cubs. But they play in separate leagues. Why can't I cheer for both?
He's a bandwagoner, Matt, because the Sox are good. Hey, Matt, no,
I'm not hiding it.
Hold on, Matt. Now, you know, you listen. Let me tell you what's going on here, pal.
Wow.
What's happening here is that this guy's jumping on the bandwagon. No, he's jumping on the bandwagon because the Sox are good. While I've been suffering with 800-plus losses before they got to the playoffs, he wasn't there with me with the Sox. Now that they're winning, now he has to jump in. That ain't right.
I agree. I totally agree, Hoodie. I'm with you, brother.
All right, thanks,
and Cap,
man.
And Cap, there's a difference between not rooting against the Sox, but actually buying season tickets and becoming a fan.
Called entertainment. I want to get entertained.
Yes.
I'm going to go there. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport.
Good. Continue to watch Cub games the whole way. All 100 losses. That's entertainment.
I will watch them.
Here's Schlitter.
Wow.
Hey, go ahead and watch that.
Hey, I mean, Alec Mills has a good game now and then.
Ryan Sweeney, oh no.
312-332-3776.
The Cubs have not been able to get two runs or more.
Tom's in Oak Lawn.
In 81 games.
Hi, Tom.
Man, Cap, you really know how to hijack a show, don't you? I mean, when I heard this, I fell out of bed, and I almost made my little guy late for the bus. And then I get a text in all caps from my brother. He's like, Cap has gone all flip and all caps and everything like that. And it's like, geez. I mean, I'm in the position sort of like you, only the opposite. I'm the Sox fan, and my brother is the Cubs fan. And obviously when we grew up, it was all like, Cubs suck. Oh, the Sox suck. But as we've grown up, we're able to, you know, I'm able to talk about the Cubs, you know, objectively, and he's able to talk to me about the Sox objectively. And when the Sox won in 05, he congratulated me and everything like that. He even watched the World Series game and such with us in the living room. And then same thing when the Cubs won in 2016, I congratulated him and everything like that. But we didn't go off the reservation and start buying. I didn't go, you know, buying season tickets for the Cubs after they won the World Series. Or
it would have been a good investment.
Or anything like that.
No, it wouldn't have.
Tom, thanks.
You say,
thanks, man.
And such, they've got 10 game packages. You don't have to get the season ticket.
Appreciate you, Tom.
Tom's still talking.
Look, I remember.
By the way, that's wrong, by the way, you just told him. Like, if you would have got season tickets after the World Series, it would have been a great investment. Not really. See the ball club after 16?
Things went downhill.
Okay. All right.
So we were at my late mother's apartment for dinner. This is 2003. It's me, Mindy, Nick, Alex, Garrett, Brett, the six of us. And my brother, his wife, and their two kids. And we're sitting there. My mom is beaming. She's cooking for us like the old days. It's game 5 Cubs Braves. It was Jewish holiday, so I didn't have to work that night. And the Cubs were winning like 5-0 in like the 7th inning. In the middle of a family dinner, my brother, his wife, their two kids got up. The two boys, who were, I don't know, 8, 9 at that point, both walked up to the TV and went, woo, curse the Cubbies, and they left. Because they couldn't bear to be there when we eliminated the Braves. That's how deep the rivalry ran. He hated the Cubs. Fast forward to now, in 2016, he was all in on hoping they won because he wanted me, his brother, mm-hmm. to experience it.
Sure.
The Bernie Sanders memes you keep bringing up from yesterday are amazing.
Please go right ahead. You're saying.
And that's how deep our rivalry ran. All the time. And now, I am still, let me be clear, going to be a Cubs fan. I'm going to buy tickets over there. I'm going to go to games there and sit in the bleachers and have a great time or sit wherever I sit. And the same thing with the White Sox. But if they play, I'm rooting for the Cubs. Let's be clear. Unity.
Investing money. When you could just be, you know, walk up to the ballpark like any other Joe. No, you're investing money on the White Sox.
But I could very easily, I've got friends over there and go, hey, man, could you leave me a couple tickets? Sure. They've always invited. You want to come? We have a good time. We'll leave you tickets. No, I'm going to pay for my tickets.
That's amazing.
Take that.
And boy, that's a first.
Wow. 312-332-3776.
At 35th, it's a first. You can tell that. Have you ever done that before? No. You have never been a season ticket holder or partial season ticket holder to the Sox.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Phone lines are completely locked and loaded. Keep on trying if you want to get in. We'd love to have your perspective. Time for you to make the call. Should I be allowed to buy White Sox season tickets? Next.
Cap, J Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So it's time for you to make the call. Should I be allowed to buy season tickets to the White Sox? Not giving up my fandom to my favorite team, the Cubs, but guess what? That's a really good freaking team on the South Side, and I love baseball. So if I have the ability to buy them, and I can go to both parks and enjoy a summer full of baseball after an entire year locked down because of a pandemic, you're damn right I'm buying them. We're coming out of a pandemic, our country's divided, and I'm going to go have fun on both sides of town.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't like it, you're immature.
Yeah, and you just were able to garner maturity after 59 years.
Correct.
Okay, that's great. I don't know if you're saying all this to convince yourself, but let's make sure that we qualify your thoughts on baseball. Like, you know, you love baseball, and actually you love winning baseball. That's the thing.
I haven't had much of it in my life.
Okay, well, you love winning baseball.
I do.
That's why you're doing this. Is that because if the Sox were bad, you wouldn't go on the other side and actually spend money on the other side?
I would buy a few games because I like baseball, because I go every year over there.
You have to for work, the Crosstown Classic.
No, I go as a fan. Like, I was there the night Kopech hurt his elbow. I don't remember who they were playing, the Orioles or some crappy team. And I went with my friend Jack. We went to the game, had a great time, and I said, yeah, I love baseball. I love being there.
Good baseball.
But now you're really good, so yeah, I'm going to part with some of the money in my pocket.
That's amazing.
Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Let's go to Palos. That's where Mike is. Hey, Mike, what's up, Sparkles?
Yeah, hi, Cap, Hoodie. I agree with Cap on this one. I have lived this situation, and I'm a senior, big Chicago fan, and I'll point out a couple of things. How about the Hawks and the Wolves going way back, the Hawks and the Cougars? And I think when you think of it, how often have we had both teams, the Sox and the Cubs, like on the upside? Most of the time, it's like a teeter-totter. One side's up, one side's down. I mean, like, and I remember, think about this, in 05, when the Sox were good between 05 and 08, 09, there was talk that there were a lot of Cub fans coming over to the South Side. And, you know, since I grew up on the South Side, it was difficult to say when people said, what are you? I would say, I am a sports fan. I like both teams. And but I've gotten this far. And way back when, but this is a little bit before me, we had the Cardinals and the Bears. I don't know what was going on back then, whether or not you had to be one or the other. But there's a couple of examples that we could probably go through. And I think, Hoodie, I applaud you for being a total Sox fan, because if the Sox play the Cubs, I'm for the Sox, and I'm the opposite of a Cap. But I think you can get away with it.
All right, my friend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All I will say is this, is that this is for any city or any state that has two teams in it with the same sport, baseball, football, whatever, is that you can root for whoever you want. I'm not going to tell you how to fan, but just expect the ridicule. That's just all. It's been like this. It's as old as the hills. You're either a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan, and when you support both, you're going to get ridiculed. So that's just the way it is. Should you get ridiculed? I mean, that's the question.
Big shoulders, kid.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about your shoulders, pal. I'm over here. I'm just saying here that from my standpoint, I'm not going to tell you how to fan. I'm just saying I needed you when we were getting our ass whooped and you weren't there for it, because you're jumping on while they're winning.
No question. I'm not hiding that fact.
That's just sad, though. I mean, unity. I mean, there's been two Chicago sports baseball teams here for years. So you could have been over there to help me when I was struggling. When I was down and out,
no shot.
While you were winning.
No shot.
Also, now you jump on.
Yes.
So bad.
3-1-2.
No, he didn't put in any sweat equity.
Absolutely not.
You didn't put in any sweat equity, and now you just want to reap the rewards.
I'm not looking to reap any rewards.
Sure, you want to enjoy this great Sox team. If the Sox were going to be as bad as they were 3 years ago, would you be doing this?
No.
Absolutely not. No.
I don't disagree with that.
So how can you say you don't want to reap the rewards? You want to watch this exciting Sox team.
You do, because you want to have a bang for your buck.
It's not like if they win the World Series, I'm going to get a Sox limited edition leather jacket.
Yes, you will.
No shot.
To hold on to it? Absolutely.
No shot.
I was there. Take that.
But I am going to it says Chicago, and Meller is in lockstep with me. I'll take him to the games.
Meller is not in lockstep. He's playing along because he knows you're going to buy season tickets, and he has little kids, and he's hoping you pawn some off on him. Meller, I can't go tonight. Would you like the tickets? Meller's not really wanting you on the South Side.
Welcome to the good guys, Cap.
Thank you, Jeff.
Listen.
Far more mature side of the booth.
Listen, if someone's there, when Eloy hits a dong, and then Luis Robert comes up and hits a dong, and then Jose Abreu hits a dong, I don't care who's next to me. If they're rooting, I'm more to the party. I'm happy.
Thank you, Jeff.
But I will say this. I don't want too many Cubs fans coming over because I do like the easy in and out of the parking lot.
So do I.
So I will say I don't need everybody being like a lemming following Cap here, where right. Everybody from the north side's coming over. I'm cool with Cap.
That's true.
But I don't need a stadium full, like I don't need the rate like 40,000 this
no,
year.
No, no.
Not that we can have 40, but like let's keep it to a minimum.
You know, the funniest thing is Cub fans always think that they're razzing a White Sox fan, say you don't get a lot of people over at the ballpark. You don't like my fandom. No. Actually, I like my own Miller Lite guy, my own lemon chill guy, my own hot dog guy. I got the whole section to myself. I got easy out. When they pass me the beer, it's full, not 8 ounces by the time they hand it to like five or six different people.
Right. Those days are over.
I've always enjoyed, especially the businessman special. Oh, the 1 o'clock game. Oh.
I liked like the 11:30 a.m. game.
Oh, so wonderful.
The gay men's hoodie, and I'm door to door, out the rate, back walking through my front door, 24 minutes.
Oh, my God. As I always say, it's great to be a White Sox fan, especially when you live on the southeast side like me, because everybody else is going toward downtown, and I'm going toward 95th. It's only me and the ushers. It's the best. I got my own seat in the L. It's great.
312-332-3776. Let's go out to Manuka. That's where Ricky is. Hey, Ricky, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, Cap, you actually made me more of a Cubs fan over the last 2 years, even though I'm not really a Cubs fan. But I just want to say I'm a hardcore bandwagon fan. My blood bleeds transparent because I like talent. I like rooting for stuff to actually happen, and I like sports. And it's always cool to root for all the Cubs. All my friends are Cubs fans, and then my whole family's all White Sox fans. So, you know, go to the park. You guys don't go to the park, please, because I love just tailgating at the park.
Yeah.
Every other car. It's great.
So. And Ricky, how old a guy are you, as Harry would say? How old are you?
How old a fella are you?
What's that?
33.
Okay.
Love you. Have a great day.
You know, I asked that question, Cap. You and I talked about this off the air. For some younger fans, they root for the winning teams and winning mm-hmm. players, mm-hmm. right? You can see a young person, a Gen Z set guy, walking around with a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Right. My son has a Mike Trout jersey.
Yeah, because he's it.
He's not an Angels fan. Right. He's a Mike Trout fan.
You will catch dudes downtown with Giannis jerseys. Why? Because it's the hot thing.
Because he's great.
Because he's winning. And they don't want to suffer the same fate as the dad and the grandfather, lovable losers, or bad Sox teams, or bad Bears teams. They root for something young and hip, trendy, fun. That's right. What they like.
It's the ADD culture. It's the way we change channels on the TV so fast, the way we flip through Twitter so fast and Instagram so fast. You want instant gratification, and that's why you root for winning teams. And now I apologize to Cap because it makes all the sense in the world. No one fits ADD culture better than you. Oh, it makes sense for you to go to the Sox. You're flipping through life, man. I'm a painter. I'm not a painter. I'm a hiker. I'm not a hiker. I'm a Cub fan. I'm not a Cub fan.
So one of our fine listeners was the catcher in Milwaukee and St. Louis. Gary Bennett. He listens every day.
What else did Bill Schroeder say?
Gary Bennett said, at the Catman, it's perfectly okay to pull for both teams. I grew up a Cubs fan, but I also rooted for the White Sox. I found a lot of Southsiders hate if the Cubs win. A lot of Northsiders are a bit indifferent if the Sox win.
Yeah, that's not my experience, Gary, but he's seeing life through a catcher's mask, so probably he
I remember we took our kids to Elvis night at the Sox game.
Yeah.
They wanted to go to Elvis night. So we went. We were on the red line going back north to downtown where my car was. And there was a lady on there in a Sox, dirty Sox jacket. And
it was clean, but she was dirty.
And she said, "Does anybody know how the Cubs did today?" And the Sox had won. They beat Detroit that night. And I said, "Yeah, the Cubs won 9-1 or whatever it was." She's like, "My day's ruined." I said, "Hold on. You're in Sox gear. Your team just won. I'd rather the Cubs lose than us win." That's how some of your fan base felt. Well, I'm trying to change that.
It's our fan base now, Cap.
Thank you, Jeff.
She also said, "Do you have a dollar for a sandwich, honey?"
and a light.
Yes, and that was a metaphor for something else.
312-332-3776. You make the call. Am I still a Cubs fan if I also, as my second team, root for the Sox? Be right back.
You make the call.
Harry!
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
So, people are cool with it, others not so cool with it. I just invited my friend Dom Frederick, director of morale, who's a diehard Cubs fan. And I said, "Hey man, let's go this summer to both stadiums in one day. Cubs day game, White Sox night game." He's like, "I can't go in there. I won't feel safe." I said, "We'll bring Tweet J. Hood for security."
You don't pay me enough to be security for you. They don't pay me enough.
Let's go to the phones.
And I'm not going to Wrigley, I don't think, this upcoming season. Especially with you. I'm not doing that.
Got to. Danny.
Before we went to the commercial break, Hoodie was talking about how it's tough for him to swallow you being a Sox fan now when you weren't there for the Sox when they were going through the lean years, right?
You didn't
put in the sweat equity like he did and Meller did. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, Hoodie, we could come up with an initiation. You know, like you join a fraternity or a secret society or a gang. There's an initiation to get into the club.
No, there's not going to be a Sox tattoo on my body.
Maybe okay. He needs an initiation of some sort.
Well, when we open up bars, we'll make the tour of Back of the Yards and Bridgeport, and we'll go to the bars and do a pub crawl.
Done.
How about that?
I'm in.
A couple of a beer and a shot per spot.
All right, I don't know about the shot part of it.
You got to do both, pal. If you're going to be in the South Side, it's going to be tough. Tough.
He keeps talking about how he loves Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. It's the Chicago in their chest. We had bottles of Malort. Nothing's more Chicago than that. He wouldn't go near it. Tough guy.
Because I've had it. Just checking the level of the Malort bottle. I've had Malort. Yeah. Way before you ever had Malort. It's awful.
I had it first. I knew about Nirvana before you knew about Nirvana.
Who?
Exactly. It's music. That's his blind spot. Like his fandom. His blind spot.
312-332-3776. Mel is up in Deerfield. Hey, Mel, what's up, neighbor?
How you doing?
Mel.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's enough, so
JR. I'm from New York, and I'm a senior citizen, and I was a Giant fan. In fact, I'm still a Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived in Chicago for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of rooting for the Dodgers or the Yankees when they weren't playing the Giants is so foreign to me. I remember when I was in junior high school,
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh played the Yankees in the World Series. I am not a town guy. I made a ton of money off of all my friends in junior high because I rooted for Pittsburgh, and they won on a walk-off homer in
Bill Mazeroski.
Seventh game.
Mel, you say you're a Giants fan, right?
Yep.
So it's not Giants, Yankees, Rangers for you?
Giants, Yankees?
Yeah, Giants.
Oh, my God.
Giants, Yankees,
I'm
Rangers.
For the Yankees.
Okay, so Mets, Jets, Islanders. Usually that's how it goes.
No. Giants football, Giants baseball. I still root for the Rangers. I try to root for the Knicks, but their management is so terrible.
Yeah.
From owner down. that is the hardest thing for me to do.
But it's getting better. You got Tibbs out there now.
Yes, but you have an abominable owner.
Yes.
Yeah, he's awful.
Probably, I don't know every owner in every sport, but he is probably the worst owner in professional sports, bar none.
Thanks, Mel. Appreciate you. I hope I see you at a game.
All right. Take care.
I think I'm going to take some listeners to games.
Great.
I can't get you to go.
I'll be at Guaranteed Rate, pal. Don't worry about that. You talking about the Sox? That's not a problem.
I want to take somebody and let's go Cubs day game, no. Sox night game. That's an awesome day.
We can do Cubs day game. Cubs playing the Brewers, 105. Do that.
Wow.
What's wrong with that? It's Miller Park is what the Sox should have built, quite frankly. It's what they should have built. That's a beautiful ballpark there.
Yeah.
Miller Park?
It's fine.
It's what the Sox should have built.
It's nice in April when it's cold.
Until the Sox built that ballpark, it's just like, we got to take the seats out and change the upper deck. And do like, wait, it's just like you're rearranging the furniture.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to do that? They don't like the color of the seats. Okay, change that. Ivy on the walls of the back. Okay, do the, like, I mean, you just built a new ballpark. Now you got to change the whole thing again.
Yeah. Remember how the upper deck was like mountain climbing?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I went and sat up there one day and literally thought I was going to fall. I can't do this. 312-332-3776. How about Marty out on the tri-state? Marty, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Forget about it. Okay, but here it is. I'm a Sox fan, but I 100% agree with you because I went to a whole bunch of Cubs games. I had tickets for 2016 and afterwards even. Because if you love baseball, you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Why can't you cheer the team? Now, when the White Sox play the Cubs, I want the Cubs to lose. When the White Sox play anybody else, of course they have to win. The Cubs can win every game except when they play my team. There's nothing wrong with that because we're adults and there's no problem. We're cheering for both teams because we're Chicago.
Ugh.
I'm with you, man. Marty, have a great day, kid.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yep, it's great to have a new revelation. You didn't feel that way for 59 years. Now the Sox are winning. Probably be the next champion in town. I'm jumping on board. Take that.
Take that. My Cusack.
Yeah, like John Cusack, yes.
True story. When I was doing morning drive down the dial at GN, he would call at like 6:20 in the morning right after sports. Like he had it timed. Like he'd listen. Sportscast is done. I would get back to the office. Phone would ring. Hello. Hey, it's Cusack. Have you got 4 tickets for the game today, for the Cubs game? I'd be like, no. I don't have a drawer full of tickets. Okay. Yeah, he'd call all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And then when the Cubs won, he had the Cubs hat on. When the Sox won, he had the Sox hat on.
Maybe you can win if you listen to Bob Collins.
Exactly. Don't, he's giving them away.
Don't call me. Ask Bob.
Exactly. Tune in. Spike Odell's got tickets for you. 312-332-3776. Dan is on the south side of the city. Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, Dan?
We live in a free capitalistic country. If you want to bankroll my team, Cap, I'm for it. That's fine. But on a personal level, not a chance. Like, me and my friends, we grew up about 50-50 Sox and Cubs fans.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that I'm going to a Cubs game unless they're playing the Sox. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. I don't care if you got scout seats and they're playing the Dodgers. I'm not going.
You're better than that, Dan.
That's his choice. Don't tell him how to fan.
You're better than
you're
that.
You're the last one to tell someone how to fan.
Unity.
You don't get to do that.
Unity, Dan.
You don't get to tell him how to fan.
Unity.
You're flipping on both sides. You're telling him how to fan. Don't you do that.
Unity.
You know, this whole thing has stopped you now. You can't do that anymore. You can't tell someone how to fan anymore.
Yeah, I don't tell anyone how to fan.
Are you?
I stopped. Ask Sylvie. Sylvie and I had a long talk. I said, you want to fan how you want to fan. Go right ahead. And don't tell me that I can't buy tickets to go watch my second favorite team that says Chicago on the jersey.
Now, keep in mind, for those who are just listening to us, I don't have a problem with you doing this.
Right, correct.
I'm just saying that, man, I needed you when we were losing.
No shot.
You could have been. But now you're just jumping on the winner.
No.
This would be the equivalent of me saying, wait a second now. They've got, what do they got? They got John Lester? Yeah, the Cubs are going to win. Where's my Cubby Blue? And wouldn't that look weird on me, the Cubby Blue? Looks strange.
Good. Would look good.
No, it looks strange.
All right, more of your calls, 312-332-3776.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Boy. Buy a few tickets and people just go up in arms, good or bad. 312-332-3776.
Well, you can understand why that's the case, because there's been a dividing line between the Cubs and Sox fandom for a long time. People want you to stay on your side of the fence, the blue side of the fence.
Right.
And now you're saying, I'm going to come over because of unity.
I'm going to straddle the fence.
Yes. No, you're coming over. You're coming over.
I'm going to cheer for the White Sox
for the first time
other
ever.
Other than when they play the Cubs.
For the first time ever.
Right.
Because you've matured after 59 years.
Correct.
It's unbelievable.
Take that.
Unbelievable.
Back to the phone.
When it's time to change.
When it's time to change. How about
take a call?
Bill in Wicker Park. Hey, Bill. What's up, man?
Hey, it's not changing. You're evolving, Cap.
Thank you.
I don't understand the hatred that people have for when you want to bring people together. And I guess the reason that I was calling, the hoodie was giving you a little bit of crap on the sense of sweat equity. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about sweat equity? How about being a Cubs fan and just being just terrible? Sox fans prefer a Cubs loss over a Sox win. And I'm with you. And I know the Cubs aren't probably going to have the best year. I was a Sox fan growing up. I'm from Orland Park. I'm with you, Cap, and I think Hoodie, I wanted to compare this to the guy that was trying to outdo your Christmas lights. You know how you put your lights out and then he put it out?
Yeah.
Well, the Cubs fans don't have any lights up. They're letting those lights roll. Actually, I want to help put your lights up. I want the Sox light to be bright this year because the Cubs season is, let's face it, I mean, what, they have one starting pitcher? I would like to go to the game with you guys and cheer on the Sox. Is that okay, Hoodie?
Oh, I'm fine with it. Absolutely.
Just not me.
Not you, but definitely Bill.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Appreciate you, man. Have a good day. 312-332-3776.
Actually, you'd be a great companion at Guaranteed Rate. Absolutely.
We'd have fun.
Yes. And Miller Park.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to Wrigley with you, but Miller Park, absolutely.
I'll get you to Wrigley.
No shot. No.
Let's go to Josh up in Crystal Lake. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning.
Hi,
how
Josh.
Hey, guys. So I was born in 79. I remember starting to, collect baseball cards right around 8, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, I all of a sudden had a handful of Carlton Fisk cards, right?
Yep.
And I'm starting to follow Carlton Fisk. I'm starting to follow the Sox. And then all of a sudden, I got a bunch of Ryan Sandberg cards. I got some Mark Grace cards, and I mean, as a kid, I love baseball. And so I start following these guys. Obviously, at that time, it's guys that they show on the TV and it's guys that you just kind of get attached to for whatever reasons when you're that young. And as it evolves, you like another guy on another team, right? And I remember my first baseball game being a Sox game, watching Sammy Sosa out in the outfield, right?
Oh, the Panther.
I got my entire family who are Cubs fans, right? And so I'm going back and forth, and I never thought once growing up that I had to be a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. In my teenage years, I'm watching Frank Thomas blow up everybody, everybody. And I'm watching Maddox, throws unbelievable games. And so you like these players, you get attached to these teams because you want to see these guys do good. And you're watching one guy, and all of a sudden you like another guy. And
yeah,
so,
you know what?
For me, I never thought about having to have a team.
Yeah, and there are people that feel like you. I wasn't raised that way because all my friends and I, we either were Cubs fans or Sox fans, and it made the rivalry a ton of fun. And it still is.
See, Josh is kind of like some young people today that he's cherry-picking stars.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that either.
Right. They're not Golden State fans or Steph Curry fans.
Yeah, and I totally get that. Mm-hmm. He sees Carlton Fisk. Well, I was a Fisk fan, too. He comes over from the Red Sox in 81. I'm like, oh, man, we got the guy that was jumping up down the first baseline with the Red Sox. Like, oh, man, we got a – and you got a great player in Fisk in 81. Mm-hmm. And then the Sox were able to get to the playoffs in 83. And I'm thinking, that's my team because of how good that was. There was a commitment there from Einhorn and Reinsdorf at that time to get that team in a position to get to the playoffs.
Correct.
So I get it. And then he falls in love, as he mentioned, with Sammy Sosa, the Panther.
The Panther.
He was terrible. Sosa was awful.
He was bad.
He was. I mean, if you were out in the bleachers watching, you just watched that ball sail right into the third base dugout. He had a hose, man. But it had no accuracy, though. Not with the White Sox.
And then he goes to the Cubs and becomes this megastar.
Better.
So, 312-332-3776. How about Alex in Logan Square? What's up, Alex?
Hey, Cappy, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you try to gentrify my fan base, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
I love it.
But, and I think Hoodie will agree, we're tough but fair here on the Sox side.
True.
So if penance is in order, I have a couple ideas. Let me know what you think.
Oh, boy.
Number one is you got to be Chuck Garfine's personal assistant for a week.
Oh, wow. Garfine's assistant.
No shot.
Why? His personal assistant, his caddy. How about that?
Hard pass.
I got another one, if that's not for you. So my friends, they run the Zarlingo's Italian ice cart there. So right. Maybe you could get behind the cart and earn an honest living for once. I'll hang up in that thing.
I've never worked a day in my life, kid. I'll come work the Italian ice cart. All in.
The little bell?
Yeah.
Italian ice, ding, 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 ding.
Hey, I was a vendor at Comiskey. Those Friday nights, man, it was awesome. It was the world's largest outdoor saloon.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Until Jerry said that's enough of that.
No more of that.
That's because Harry brought that clientele in. That's why. Look at me, I got no shirt on. Look at me. Channel 44, look at me.
This is the greatest.
Harry Carey, Jimmy Purcell here. We're both drunk.
What do you think, Hoodie? Just spitballing here for initiations for Cap to become a Sox fan. He has to do the Bill Simonson Walk of Fame where he walks through Bridgeport and insulting people's girlfriends and then has to get beat up a few times before he can actually be a Sox fan.
That's
what
a
do you
hard
think?
Pass.
I swear to God, there were 20 of them beating my ass. There's one guy. Take that.
And he was in eighth grade. 312-332-3776.
Lou, Peggy, I'm telling you, there was 20 guys. I was in the front of the Sun Times with a big shiner. It was one guy.
Yeah.
It was a kid.
It's a kid.
He went to Hales Franciscan.
He didn't like you.
Take care.
Anyway, we'll get back to these. Plus, we have got to talk about Mike Singletary interviewing with the Bear for DC, defensive coordinator.
Oh, God.
We'll get into all that.